Scheffler outshines them all at Augusta.
Congratulations, young man. That is so impressive.
Yeah, was he 10 under that that tournament? Scottie Scheffler winning the Masters Augusta in April. Scottie Scheffler in the news for another reason these days. We'll spend some time with that later this hour. But Scottie Scheffler, world number one golfer. The golfers will take part in a fundraiser coming up early next month. Not quite as good, but the cause, I think, is great. Raising money to help firefighters in Athens and putting this together and organizing, looking for sponsors, looking for golfers, an event set for June 8th. Mara Zuniga, got to know Mara Zuniga as a candidate for mayor of Athens a couple of years ago, still very active in the community and helping put this together. Mara Zuniga, thanks for your time this morning.
Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Everything I know about is good. The Professional Firefighters of Athens-Clark County, Local 2795. Yeah, that business about unionized firefighters in Athens. And helping these folks with this fundraising golf tournament going to take place a week from Saturday, the 8th of June, Highland Walk, Victoria Bryant State Park in Royston. How'd you come to get involved in this?
Well, you know, Tim, it's no secret I'm a great supporter of our first responders in Athens, you know, and I've done a lot of work with the firefighters and the community. So anytime the firefighters or our first responders need kind of any help in within our community, I'm there, you know, and I'm here with Emily Alger, and she's the president of the Professional Firefighters of Athens-Clark County. She may be able to tell you a little bit about the tournament as well.
Oh, please put her on the phone.
Yeah. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
And I'm sorry. Give me your name again. Who am I talking with here?
I'm Emily Alger.
All right.
And she's the president of the Professional Firefighters. And
Excellent.
We've done a lot of events together.
Excellent. All right. Yeah. First of all, well, tell me about the Professional Firefighters of Athens-Clark County.
Well, we are an organization basically organized, and we're all firefighters here in Athens-Clark County. We organize to try to help enhance the service that we deliver to the community, because there's a lot of resources that we can help bring in to help our department and our fire chief deliver in these hard times. It's, you know, we're not the only ones that are short staffed, but we can help bring in resources to help with that.
And when we say resources, we're talking about equipment. What are we talking about?
Oh, yeah. So it can be, it's mostly training. So because we're so short-staffed, it's hard to send firefighters away to get some of the specialized training that we need. But because we've organized, we're able to have access to resources to bring in training. So it's in-house. So it saves the department money, but then it also allows our firefighters to have better up-to-date top-tier training that we're able to have a better service delivery to the community.
Emily Alger, again, the Professional Firefighters of Athens-Clark County. I'm curious, and I'll make it personal for a moment here. You're a woman, obviously. Not many, some more than perhaps there used to be, but not that many women in the firefighting profession. How did you find your way into it?
Oh, well, it could be a long story, but a long story short, I found myself volunteering when I was in college for a local fire department, and I fell in love with it and decided to make it a career.
What about it? I mean, I just hang in there, Mara Zuniga. Get back to you in a moment. We'll talk some more about this tournament. But you fell in love with it. What'd you fall in love with? In my mind, what, the adrenaline? What attracted you to this?
Yeah, there's definitely some adrenaline, but I would say the camaraderie. It's probably the biggest thing. I come from a really big family that's close, and it's a team environment, but we also eat meals together, work out together, and then we go on calls together. So it's a big team, and it just, the camaraderie is what I fell in love with.
You know, and you mentioned too, Emily, we talked about, okay, we need resources. And the first resource that you mentioned, you didn't talk about an equipment item. You didn't talk about apparatus or fire trucks, fire engines, any of that. You talked about training. And it occurred to me to wonder, okay, how much training? Well, it's open-ended. The training never stops, does it?
That's correct. So we have to have 240 hours of training a year. And then also an additional 24 hours of EMS training. But the training we do is for low-frequency events, but they're high-risk. So we have to be trained on a whole umbrella of things, anything from hazmat, rope rescue, water rescue, fighting fires, car accidents, you name it. If you don't know who to call, they're going to call the fire department. So we have to be prepared.
That's fascinating to me. Emily Algier, our professional firefighters of Athens Clark County. I had no idea I was going to be talking to Emily Algier this morning. Thank you so much. And let me get Mara Zanaga back on with us now. Because, again, this golf tournament we're talking about, looking for people to play, looking for people to sponsor,
yes,
for that matter, is a fundraiser for the professional firefighters of Athens Clark County. A week from Saturday, as we mentioned, Highland Walk, Victoria State Park, Victoria Bryant State Park up there in Royston. The logistics of getting involved here, Mara Zanaga, how can the golfers who are listening right now, what can they do?
Well, first of all, there is a contact name and number, David Newson, and his number is 706-255-7243, or he can be reached at the email dnewson1251@yahoo.com.
All right, the phone number, the simplest, 706-255-7243 for David Newsom. $75 per person, $300 for a team of four folks familiar with golf. Mara Zanaga, do you play golf yourself?
I have played golf before, yes. I love it. And that's why I wanted to get involved with this, because I said I know how much fun this is for individuals as well as families, you know, just to come out, have fun, and support our firefighters. You know, this is a cause that I truly believe in. I've met the men and women who do this brave work, who constantly train. And more importantly, I see them involved so much in the community. I love that. I love organizations that are involved so hands-on with the community, and I'm always willing to support them.
Again, Mara Zanaga putting this together, the information. Follow her on Facebook, and you'll find a link there to get you connected to this golf tournament you want to play, again, a week from Saturday up there in Royston. Finally, I'll let you go on this one. I'll put you on the spot a little bit. I mentioned coming in, and folks know the name. Mara Zanaga ran for mayor a couple of years ago. Break some news here. It's going to be an open seat in a couple of years. You giving any thought to anything else in local politics?
Well, I always had the thought of running, definitely. I've learned that I have a passion for the community. I'm really out there. I'm speaking with folks. I'm learning what is important to certain communities. I'm asking questions. I'm learning. I'm in the process of learning more. Therefore, when the time comes up, if the opportunity arises, I will run again.
All right, Mara Zanaga, thanks so much for your time this morning. Thank you for hooking us up with Emily Algier as well, the professional firefighters of Athens Clark County.
Thank you, Tim.